This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Billie Eilish shuts down Twitter stans. Anita kisses Peso Pluma. We see who tops the Billboard Hot 100 and break down why you should know Dasha. It's Monday, April 1st. I'm Tetris and welcome to Billboard News. It's not every day you get to have Beyonce in studio, but I'm beyond excited to chat with the Queen. Okay, that might have been the worst April Fool's joke ever, but hey, a boy can dream. Let's jump into your top story. Billie Eilish doubles down after her words in a Billboard article go viral. Here's what she said. Last week, Billboard published an interview with Billie Eilish where she talked about sustainability in the music industry. One comment in particular gained a lot of attention online. When asked about vinyl production and how Eilish uses recycled materials to make hers, she said, "It's some of the biggest artists in the world making effing 40 different vinyl packages that have a different unique thing just to get you to keep buying more. And it's irritating to me that we're still at a point where you care that much about your numbers and care that much about making money. And it's all your favorite artists doing that shit." That sent the internet off. Stan accounts started pointing the finger at artists like Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, and Billie herself, saying they all sell vinyl variants. Which Eilish did admit in the article, saying, "We're all going to do it because it's the only way to play the game. It's just insinuating this already kind of messed up way of this industry working." Well, Billie took to IG to double down on what she said, posting, "When it comes to variants, so many artists release them, including me, which I clearly state in the article," and shared a link so her followers could see the full Billboard article. To read the full interview and see everything Billie said, head over to billboard.com.
And before we leave news behind, we have one more story straight from the news desk.
Peso Pluma and Anita lock lips as Kendrick Lamar has to cancel and Peso Pluma takes over Tecate Pal Norte. Peso Pluma and Anita were the epitome of it's a celebration every time we link up on stage at Tecate Pal Norte in Mexico. Kendrick Lamar was supposed to headline the fest after Peso on Friday night, but his set was canceled hours before due to unforeseen circumstances. Peso extended his show and it was a grand one as he told the crowd, "Thank you for loving me so much." But it was Saturday at the fest that had everybody talking. Anita's Hitfield set took place on her 31st birthday. And after Peso surprised her on stage with a birthday cake, fans chanted Beso and they delivered in a viral video. Fans were quick to point out the two were close on stage during TikTok Live back in December. Peso Pluma and his girlfriend Nicki Nicole split recently.
And there's been some tussling on the chart. It's Monday and we get to find out who won.
With Future and Metro Boomin's new album, a new single from Hozier, and stiff competition from Benson Boone, will last week's number one from Teddy Swims be able to hold on? This is the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 for the week dated April 6th. Ariana dropped 7 spots to number 10.
We can't be friends.
Future and Metro appear at 9 with The Weeknd. And at number 8, they have We Don't Trust You.
We don't trust you.
Jack Harlow falls to number 7.
But you can whip your lovin' on me.
Travis Scott joins Future and Metro on Cinderella.
Watch your chain, African Cinderella, mix her in my vanilla.
Too Sweet by Hozier debuts at number 5.
Too sweet for me.
Teddy Swim slips to 4.
I lose control.
This week, Benson Boone is at number 3.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
Type Shit with Playboi Carti and Travis is in at 2. And grabbing a brand new number 1 are Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar with Like That.
PTSD, the big three.
Ahead of this weekend's CMT Awards, we're breaking down 5 country artists you should watch.
40 years, you'll still be here, drunk wash up in Austin.
Dasha's song Austin is a certifiable bop. The California native broke onto the Hot 100 last week when Austin reached number 74 on the chart. This is thanks in large part because of how viral the track has become on TikTok.
Did your boobs stop working? Did your truck break?
Climbing all the way to number 4 on the TikTok Billboard Top 50. With the release of her debut country album, What Happens Now, we're about to hear a lot more from Dasha.
That's it for today. We have to head over to the iHeartRadio Awards, but come back tomorrow to see who all we chatted with. For Billboard News, I'm Tetris Kelly.